on Riverside, right? Yeah.
I'm here with Soho and Owl Hughes.
No, I'm not sir.
You're not sir? It says that on your door. Have you seen?
Mister, sir,
oh, look, Mister. Look. Look, someone crossed it out and said sir.
Oh, no.
We're doing Fauré's Requiem. What's so special to you about Fauré's Requiem?
Well, it is one of the great choral works in the repertoire. I'm delighted that it's something I do very, very often is the combination of symphony, orchestra and choir, which I enjoy. And some of the great moments in my career have been, for example, Belshazzar's Feast with Walton. It's one of the great works, which Walton rather says some very kind words about. And basically, it's a genre that I love. And of course, the Fauré, it's very different from a lot of requiems as well, because it's gentle. And what has fascinated me over the years is how different composers have set the same words.
Yes.
So that his Sanctus, Holy, yeah, is very different from anybody else's. It's a gentle look at the word, at that particular word, for example.
Yeah.
I think some of the most beautiful tunes are in this work as well. And you find that, like rehearsing it now with the orchestra, you all get taken in by the beauty of the work.
You're right. I mean, it was beautiful singing it.
Yes.
So, and from a point of view, I mean, we've sung with you, on my count, in the last 3 years, at least four times, I think. You work quite well with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and the Northampton Barker Choir.
Yes, very much so. My association with the Royal Philharmonic goes back many, many years, and different things we've done over many, many years, and the titles I've had with them over the years. And so as an orchestra, I like very much, we like each other, and we respect each other, etc. So that is something. Also, I love being in this hall. Because I remember it being opened, I was here in the first season, and I've been here regularly ever since. And so obviously doing symphonic concerts at the time, but now we'll be doing more and more with the Northampton Choir. I think we've now built up a very nice relationship with each other.
We do have a nice relationship. It's fantastic, I have to say. And I mean, it's something that is from my point of view, is a huge honour to be singing under your sort of being, you know, under your conductorship, as it were. Finally, the song you were just talking about,
Belshazzar's Feast.
Yes, I'm sorry, yes. What's so good about that particular piece? Because we were asking if it was a possibility you could look at doing that in the future.
First of all, I love the music of Walton. I knew Walton, got to know him.
You knew him as a person?
Yes, I did,
right,
yes.
Okay.
And it was through this particular piece, because it was a performance I did for television with the Halley Orchestra and Choir. A few weeks after we'd done it, Walton was in the country, and so we brought in the studio, we were all together watching it.
Yeah.
And he just said some lovely things about that performance, as well as the fact that I loved his music and seemed to understand his music. And so I've performed his music, all his music, since then so many, many times.
Yeah.
And so I got to know him very, very well. And also actually took the National Youth Orchestra of Wales out to Ischia. He had died, obviously, by then. But to Ischia, where he lived, where his widow, Susanna, great character, had built like an amphitheatre. And so we performed there.
That sounds fantastic.
And so straight away, and actually performed his first symphony there then. So that was a lovely thing to do for Walton and the relationship he had.
Well, I can say on behalf of the Northampton Bar Choir that if we ever got the chance to sing that with you, we'd be absolutely delighted. So
I hope so very much. It's something I look forward to myself.
Lovely. Thank you very much.